The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised.
My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said: "For mowing the yard, $5. If I'm making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote: "For the 9 months I carried you, pour it inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you prayed for you, no charge. charge, son. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. Well, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge."
And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Of course, if you've listened to the Barrington Show on previous Mother's Day, you would have heard the same song. That one just hits me right there all the time. Of course, it is Mother's Day, and we usually just spend a lot of time talking about Mother's Day, and of course, the songs sort of help along as to what they've done, what they mean to our lives over the years. And of course, for everybody out there, I'm sure you have a mother. Being here or not here, this world or the other world, you still have a mother, and you will remember all the glorious things that they've done for you in the past. And if they're not as good as you think they should be, just remember, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be able to have that opportunity to be here to cast judgment. So remember, it is Mother's Day, and hold it as holy as you possibly can. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming. What we do, what we talk about here, is we raise you to a higher level of consciousness. And this is what we aim to do, to raise you up. Of course, the more we live and the more life we experience and the more we learn who we are, of course, always there's times where we're not even convinced that we know half that we need to know. For example, you are not in the universe. The universe is actually in you. It's one life. For example, we think death is final, but death is beginning. There's no such thing as dying. I get in trouble all the time for saying that, but you don't. You transform. It's called transformation. You go from this life to the next life. You've ended your tour of duty, or the human walk, flesh walk, and then you return to a spiritual existence. That's what we do. We never die. What we label or call death is transforming into the spiritual world in which you've come from, and you will go back. You're almost like on a conveyor belt. Not almost, we are. We're just energy, and the God that exists is you. So let's not fret about things that will not matter. What you are here to do is to experience life and to live it to the fullest, and not to be bogged down by worrying about something bad that's going to happen. You just interpret what you think bad is, and also you do what you think good is. But I would like to tell you that if you feel, honestly feel within yourself, that the best life you're going to have is after this one is over, you're wasting your time. If you think the glory of existence or existing is to wait till death, or wait till you've moved on to the other world to appreciate life, you're wasting your time. You have come here because you wanted to be here. You've journeyed here, and you have a purpose, maybe a message or something you need to teach or learn or experience, but you should be happy doing it. We've been told many times that our riches and our wealth will come after this life. Well, that's not even possible. And if we were supposed to have the best life after this life, what's the point of coming? If we're supposed to have this glorious life in the next life, what's the purpose of birth? Wake up. Wake up. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We aim for you to live happy, for you to know thyself, for you to know who you are, what you want, to remember what you've come here for. Wake up and bring yourself to that higher level of consciousness so you too will know why you're here. The journey of spirituality will take you into understanding what nature intended us, a way nature intended for us to live. And it brings you closer into remembering yourself, remembering why you're here. We talk about meditation, and meditation allows you to empty the head or the thoughts for a minute, for you to be joint collectively with the strength of the universe, and for you to remember who you are, and for you to know thyself. When you're meditating, you have minimized the amount of thoughts that's running through your head. You could never stop them. There's always going to be something going on. The trick here is not to follow it all, but to spend some time being consciously aware of what's going on in the world. To spend some time to be consciously aware of what's going on by allowing yourself not to run and chase all the thoughts that comes within your head. You will learn to be focused. And the more focused you become, the more you will know who you are. A great step, a little tip towards it, is you can eliminate who you know for sure that you're not. Wake up. Wake up and find that the abilities for you to achieve everything you aim for is within you. To know your greatest potential as to where you could reach happiness that you can imagine, it's within you. When you're being told to look out there for somebody coming in to help you, something, some force, some entity, it cannot be true. Because when you showed up here, you brought all that you require with you. It's within you. Unfortunately, it seems like it's a great hiding spot because a lot of people are having a hard time finding the greatness that's within themselves, or even the box, the toolbox that carries it. Wake up and allow yourself to take a journey towards total awesomeness that you will understand, and the power that you are. Wake up. Understand, all things are possible. You need to know that and act accordingly. You have this ability to live your best life. It's your birthright. For many years, we are told certain things in history. And now, as we get older and our technology advances, we're learning that a lot of the things that we're being told is just not true, or what we were told is just not true. It's not even possible, some of them. We're told to journey through our life based on what we will believe, or other people are telling us to believe. How about you just wanting to know and live your life with what you know, not what you believe? Just come about and learn to live your life with what you know, not what you believe. And it's difficult to do because the majority of us were programmed at a young age. And you try to get others to look past that program, they'll fight you, some of them physically, but definitely argue and question and tell you to prove, ask you to prove. But if you're able to say to them, you prove, they will automatically resort to the source of information which was given to them. Doesn't make it true. It is only the truth because you think it is and you believe it. Wake up. We are connected to all that there is, the great wave of life. Your wisdom and knowledge is infinite, limitless. Your ability, you are living less than 1% of your own capabilities. To 1%. You know, you've heard the experts say we're using 12 to 15% of the brain. And do you ever question as to why? Do we have 85% unused? Or does it mean that you're 15% wrong? Oh, never mind. If you understand your true self, you will want to wake up to it. The stories that we've listened to, that we were raised with, we tend to take them with us through life without challenging them. People say, don't question certain things. Well, why not? Why not? What we know, most of us, is what others has laid out for us, because we're unwilling to go further and do some research and journey into your own wisdom. Wake up. Wake up and understand you are not an accident. It wasn't two sticks that rubbed together coincidentally brought us here. You're here for a purpose, and you are alive and connected to all that there is. You serve a purpose. You have your own destiny. You have your own set of instructions as how to live. You need to find out what that is. A lot of us go through life with suffering and not realizing that the load we carry, the heavy load we're carrying, we picked it up, and sometimes we pick up more and more. Your load is not heavier than anyone else's. It may sound like it, and you may think it is, but we each carry something. Go within yourself and learn how not to carry a luggage that is unnecessary. Wake up and open that box and realize how fantastic you are. A spiritual existence, or spiritual awakening, or spiritual knowledge of self, it will eliminate all the concerns and fear we carry. What are you afraid of, and how important is getting rid of it to you? Wake up. The load we carry is unnecessary. Just extra baggage that we don't need to carry around. Wake up and learn that. And you are just as important as everyone else. Nobody gets a bigger piece of the pie, not where the birth is concerned. We've come here by the same method, from the same place. How is it that you may feel as if you're not worthy, or you may be lesser than others? It is not possible. It is not possible. Wake up and understand that within yourself. Open your eyes. Question the things that we were told not to question. Why would anyone say that? It is your birthright to know all that you could know. When you're in spirituality and you study it and you become a part of it and you move with the wave of nature, the wave of the land, you will understand a lot more about you. Instinctively, we are connected to everything that exists. Instinctively, we are connected to the information that we need for us to live. But we stepped away from it, or we were led away from it, or we may have forgotten about it. We have definitely forgotten about it, but you could bring yourself back there. The example I've used many times is when when the deer sees the lion, instinctively she knows how to react. Yeah, run away, quick, fast. Well, that connectivity, we have the same thing. And we say all the time, we get that gut feelings, that lion's not here to have lunch with you, at least, you know, not all the way. But the point being, instinctively, we are connected. And because we've moved so far away from our connectivity to all that there is, we often make a lot of mistakes. How many times have you said, I should have done that. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, something like that? Well, that's your gut feelings, and don't, or do. Run away, or run towards. The communication is still there for you. Wake up into your spiritual existence and get those messages clear, not confused or distorted. Wake up. Wake up and have that wonderful experience of life, as you should. And life is now. 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 It's not for when I get to a certain age, I'm going to travel the world. Well, it's not when I get to a certain level, I'm going to do this. Well, what if you don't make it? Live now, because now is all that we've got. If you're busy holding on to the things behind you from yesteryear, the years past, well, you're not going to do very well by embracing what's coming to you. Wake up and observe life the way you should. Live it the way you should. Study your spirituality. Take good care of that body, because at the end of the day, it's got to take you to your final step. No pun intended. So you need to take care of it. Treat it right. Give it proper resting. Give it proper food. Groom it, because you are a part of the society. And it'll last you for a very long time. Now, if you can put the thought into knowing that the body is awesome and healthy, it will react accordingly. And of course, you could hear if you're saying it's not, and the opposite, you could see how it could react accordingly. So the bottom line is, think positive about all the things that you're a part of, about this amazing body that you have. Put that positive energy into doing it, because you are your thoughts. Be mindful that you are your thoughts. Do not project anything of any negativity towards anyone, any situation, because you're delivering a negative. And what's most important about that is they understand the negative aspects of your life, understand this is where you want to be. So it guides you there, holds you there, and keep you there. So transform from that and put positive light in everything you do. The good thoughts will keep you there, want to keep you there, and make you happy being there. So think positive thoughts all the time. Do not spend any of your time, please, addressing a negative towards another person, or wishing ill on another person, or bad, or deluge, or any of the above. Because that hope that you send out is coming from you. And the person or the messenger you're asking to deliver that will only have your address. So as you are thinking bad about another person, you're thinking bad. So it keeps you there. And the badness that you seek, and I've said this many times, if you are planning to dig a pit for somebody, dig two. One belongs to you. You will never look down on another man, person, unless your intentions are to help him or them up. Wake up. Wake up. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to the show. I had to get that out there. You're listening to Barrington. You're listening to us trying to wake you up to a higher level of consciousness. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Mother's Day. And to all the moms out there, happy Mother's Day. Grandmoms, everybody, your mom, without you, we can't be. And this is the day that we do a show about philosophy, about life, about everything as we always do. And in the midst of it all, wish our moms happy Mother's Day. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. To all the longtime listeners and new listeners alike, welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Have we got anything on the email side there, sir?
We do have some emails. And folks, happy Mother's Day out there. We know a lot of you may be celebrating right now, but the few, and we hope a lot, that are listening, write to us right now, instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Brad did, and he said, what a song at the beginning of your show. It brought tears to my eyes. I've heard that song before, but man, does that hit home. That's from Brad. Thank you, Brad. Greg wants to know, Mr. Barrington, are you actually afraid of dying? That's from Greg. Greg, you're getting personal there, buddy. Catherine writes in, so is death really eternal? Even though we come back and it's a rotating door, is that what it is forever? That's from Catherine. And last one here, it looks like Paul writes in and he says, Barrington always seems so positive. What is his secret? Can he tell? That's from Paul. And back to you.
Thanks, Paul. I'm not always, maybe when I'm on the radio, because I'm putting on a show and you have to put your best foot forward. This is why we get dressed when we leave the house and we relax when we're home. But no, generally, like being human being, like you are, there are days where I'm up and days where I'm not so up. And, you know, my spirit is generally in a higher place for me to think and see the positive side of everything I do in life, and try not to dwell on the negative. Some days I catch myself in a slum and I try to little downer. And then I try to figure out what is making me feel so off or so down. And then I'm able to trace back the steps of whatever. Oh, right, I heard that news, or, you know, I had to pay extra, whatever. Something has triggered that ill mood in me. And instantly, as I recognize it, I go, oh, oh my God, let it go. It's gone, done. And my positive spirit comes back. For everyone, think positive in every situation. I appreciate you saying that, Paul. And I do try to keep, my cup is always half full, at the worst case. It's half full. My cup has never really been half empty. And if you could see life and just knowing that it's always half full, you have the benefit. I say hello to a lot of people and I say, how you doing? They go, any day above earth is a good day. And there is some truth to that. I think it's quite morbid to look at it that way, but there's some truth to it. If you're alive, you're doing well, and it's an honor for you to be here. Enjoy all of it by not allowing yourself to sit in a negative space in your mind. You wouldn't just get up and go outside and sit in the freezing cold when you're in the comfort of the warm in the house. So don't allow yourself to swing on the negative. It doesn't serve you. And I hear, I can't prove this, but it's 16 times more powerful than the positive thoughts. So, you know, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't allow yourself to ride in the low. And if you find yourself riding in the low and it's a situation you could fix it. Because the quicker you get rid of it, the lighter your load becomes. Yeah, we do go on a rotation. It's not forever. Often enough, and this is, I think it's Kathy's question. Catherine, or Kathy, I'm sorry if I'm messing up your name there. But however, we go on a rotation. It's life. Our existence is like that conveyor belt. We've come here for a purpose, mainly to experience life and to experience what it's like to be human beings. Some of the things we see and it grosses us out or makes us feel ill or bad, we have no true way of knowing that wasn't somebody's request to experience it. For example, if you were to see somebody out there fist fighting each other in public, you don't know for sure that wasn't your spiritual request as to have that experience. Driving a car, flying an airplane, you know, swimming the Great Lake, dunking like Michael Jordan, or whatever the case may be. That might have been what you wanted to experience. And some of it sometimes looks a bit brutal or negative. I'm watching this thing on the YouTube the other day. I see people slapping each other in the face as hard as they can. I don't know what the sport is all about or if it's in fact a sport, but I saw that and I was talking to my children about it. I goes, these people are just slapping people in the face, stand there. And they go, yeah, and they give me the name to it. I'm like, wow. Not to have a judgment on it, but for my reaction, it was just, really? You want to do that on purpose? Anyway, that's just me. Please, if that's your thing, enjoy. Greg, you're asking me if I was afraid to die. Not in the least bit. I may be a little cautious as to which method is going to separate my body from my spiritual existence, but my time will come to an end, as everything does, in the flesh. And I was told a while ago that I've done 52 rotations. I don't know if that's truth anymore. I'm not convinced of it. And all the the meditating and past life regressions that I've experienced, it's really difficult for me to tell you 100% that these people who are claiming to be able to tell you how many lives you've had through past life regressions. I'm not 100% saying they're accurate. So I don't know. I do know, because of how life is, you've gone through a lot of things, and your spiritual return to the spiritual life is a welcome home party for you, meaning that you did choose to come here and do this activity. We know now it comes to an end. Not like your conveyor belt, but your tour of duty in this life comes to an end. Knowing that, you accept the fact that you will be passed on, you will die, and you don't feel fear. You should not feel fear at all about anything, ever. It's all going to go away. But the fear of dying, it shouldn't exist in your thoughts. It's going to happen. You might not want to know the method. And until the moment, we don't know the time, the date. But we did sign up with an expiry date. We did, before we got here. We just don't remember it. Don't be afraid of anything. What is going to happen is going to happen. 90% or more of the things that we're afraid of, they're not even close. Imagine me being in Toronto where I am, being afraid of being attacked by a lion, for example. I'm like, that's not going to happen. So I don't need to be afraid of that. And all the things that's in your life. Fear is it just holds you back from everything. Everything. Do not be afraid. And when you leave the body, you're going home to a greater place where you've always lived. You are welcome. You're greeted. You're given fist bumps and high fives. Well, okay. You know what I'm trying to say. You're in a good mood when you're over that in the spiritual side with your spiritual existence. And at that moment, you will understand the purpose why you were here. You will understand why that part of your life as human beings, when you were in the flesh, why that part, you made that decision. You're like, oh, you will be connected to all your families that you're attached to previous, still on the planet, in the physical, and the ancestors. It's been around forever because you are a part of them and you are them living in 24. You know, if you were alive in the 1800s, 1600s, well, you were doing that duty of whatever was required back then, or whatever lifestyle you had back then. You are now alive again in 24. Now you don't have to come back here. You made that choice to come back here. And there's other places to go, but that's not what this show's about. The song, Brad. Yeah, you know what? I heard that song when I was a kid. It's been around for a while. And I like it. Every year we play the same song on the show, when we open the show, just to celebrate Mother's Day. And it hits me. I didn't get the teary-eyed. And if I did, I don't know if I would admit it. But it does hit that part of you and give you an insight as to what it took to bring you to where you are. Even the wisdom to understand. And that's because of what the mothers do. Now, I would love to say, I also do Father's Day next month or whenever it shows up. We talk a lot about the dads. We're not forgetting you. You're there. We're all here. We're part of this great circle of the great wave. But until, you know, today's Mother's Day. So suck it up for a little bit. You'll get through it. It's our amazing life. It's an amazing life to live. I don't want you to sit still and let it pass you by. You need to get up and go and enjoy it. You want to challenge the things that everybody's saying about, is life true? Is it true? Well, ask yourself those questions and then do the research and get your own answers. With today's world of information, it's a matter of a few buttons. You don't have to read anymore. It'll read to you or show you images and stuff like that. It is so simple. Spend some time trying to get your best self out there. Get your best self out there. Make yourself look like the superstar you know you are. And you don't settle for anything. Get up, question it, and live your best self. Be happy all the time. And going back to the to Paul's question, email, is that I keep this song inside of me, and it's a song I learned when I was just a little boy, and it just tells me to be happy all the time. So every once in a while, when I'm bobbing around, going through life, I would reflect on, I am happy inside all the time. Regardless of the image you may see on my face, or that maybe that extreme cold or whatever, you have to maintain being happy, because happy is amazing. While we're talking about that, you know, if you empty some of the baggage you're carrying, your load's going to be lighter, right? And the baggage that you might be carrying might be the guilt of something. Let it go. Forgiveness is a must. If you're carrying heavy loads and it won't matter, or the outcome won't matter, why bother carrying it? You see, if our legs are designed to carry 100 pounds and you go out there and put 200 on top of your head, something's going to happen. You need to know that. If you're carrying the guilt within you for whatever it is, let it out. Let it go. Because it stops you from doing a lot of things. It stops you from waking up. It slows your pace. And if you could forgive, you must forgive, because it's necessary. We must forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Okay? Forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. Meaning, let it go. It's not going to serve you any well. Just let it go. And learn how to do that, just letting it go. Because when you carry it, it's bothering you. And you're carrying an extra load. Try to imagine taking some poison, or you swallow a razor blade, thinking the next person is going to die or get hurt. See how that's not even possible? The harm is on you. The guilt that you carry may be in you. And to hold animosity or anger or whatever, frustration towards another, like I said, you're drinking poison thinking somebody else is going to die. I've not heard of a case where that's happened. Okay? Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Most of us are living, and I said this earlier, most of us are living according to how maybe society or culture has dictated for us to live. And without questioning, we just take it on and say, this is it. You know, somewhere as we turn into late 40s and up, or maybe 40s and up, we start realizing how much we are our parents when we were kids. And we go like, we're not going to be like mom and dad. Heck no. And then you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, I am. Well, you are. Because the pattern in which you were raised, they've dictated or downloaded it to you, and now you've become that person. Oh, taking your rightful place on the conveyor belt. What you hear and what you see and maybe you feel, it governs your life. And then you just accept it for it is what it is. But what's wrong with challenging it, questioning it, and wanting to change it if it's not serving you? Wake up. What your parents may have said, or grandparents or culture may have taught to you, you are just in the house, and eventually it'll happen to you. You are your parents waiting to happen. I know you may not like hearing that, but you are your parents just waiting to happen. There's a joke we pass around in our house a lot, my three boys and I, and I will always say, this baby pig went to his mother and says, why is your snout so long? And the mom would say, well, you just wait long enough and I'll tell you. Simply meaning, within time, that little piggy is going to find out. Why am I saying all of that? Because inevitably we're in a culture where we're being taught certain things and we just accept it simply because of how it's come. Now with the children and their parents, they eat the same food, they watch the same show, the music, whatever is trendy at that time. So inevitably they're gonna end up in the same trail, the same path. Wake up, everyone. Understand your greatness and live it. And again, let me just say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and do enjoy the day. Live it to the best of your ability. I was saying earlier before the show started that after this show, I'm going to my mom's house, and this woman who's 78 years old enjoys staying up all the time and cooking this great food for everybody to show up. So that's what makes her Mother's Day happy. Who am I to change it for her, take it away from her? Have we got anything else there, sir?
We do. Folks, you still have a few minutes to write in, and our email address today is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Next week and any time, you can write to Barrington. The email address, write this down, is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Eunice wrote in, "You say when we have baggage, we shouldn't carry it. We should let it go. But when we let it go, does someone else carry it?" That's from Eunice. Okay. Thank you, Eunice. Zach writes in, "If life is now, what about when we come back? Isn't that life is now? Each time we come back, we have a new life, and it's life is now." Okay. Thank you, Zach, for your question. Carl says, "I can't believe there's a game out there where people slap each other. What the blank is that?" That's from Carl. Eric said, "Mr. Barrington," wow, a lot of misters today. "Mr. Barrington, you know what would be a great Mother's Day gift? A Barrington book." That's from Eric. Thank you, Eric. Back to you.
Well, thank you very much for that, Eric. The Barrington book. Actually, I just went on the Amazon thing this morning. I'm trying to change the value of this book. There is a book out there, Barrington, Awaken and Ascension Guide. You can pick it up at Amazon. And it aligns you to your true purpose. It took me quite a few years to come up with that information, and I didn't write it overnight. It took me a long time to put it together. But eventually, I think around 3 years ago in June, I put one out there, and I've been saying that I'm going to do it again, and I haven't had the chance to do it. But thank you very much, Eric, for reminding me to say yes. Thank you. You could grab a Barrington book at amazon.ca. Yeah, there is a game out there, Carl, that people slap. I don't know if it's I hope it's a game. I really hope it's a game. And, you know, because I don't get it. Maybe I'm getting older, and when I was younger, I might have. No, I was never that kind. But the point is, yes, people are slapping each other in the face as hard as they possibly can. And I've watched it long enough to see somebody got slapped out. And that's where you get slapped and you blank out. And my son was laughing. He goes, "But you're watching it." I said, "Yeah, but I can't believe it is why I'm watching it." He reminds me, either way, I'm sort of promoting it. So good for him. yes, now is now. And you're coming back. This is a Jack's question. When you come back, when is the now? If you can imagine yourself standing on this giant rotating CD, huge, and you're standing at one portion and it's turning, eventually you come back to that original spot because you're in that perpetual, you're in that rotation moment, and you'll pass the light poles and the subway and the bus and the trees and from time to time. But do you understand that every time you pass that, even though you're on that wheel and you're rotating, it is different? I think one man said you can't put You can't, it's impossible to step in the same river twice. So I say all this to say, when you come back and you see the tree that was then, your moment is always going to be now. You can't see yesterday. You can't touch tomorrow. But you can deal with now. So your now is always just now, regardless of how many rotations you've made. And by the way, when you do your choices or your rotation, you come back on Earth, it's your choice to do that. You choose to come back for whatever reason. So if you're not having fun right now, ask yourself why did you choose this path? But I'll tell you for sure, the minute you get back into your spiritual world and your spiritual life, actually, you can even do it here. You will know all the reasons as to why things happen the way they happen. And the lessons that we get from these experiences, sometimes they're not what we're supposed to. We completely miss the message. I said a few times that I have a relative, a man in my family, and he has taught every other man in this family what not to do. I don't want to get into details of how he's done his living, but by him doing his living, his life, he has taught everybody else in this family what not to do. And it took me about mid-40s for me to clue in and go, oh my gosh, he is the teacher. And he taught us not to do these things, because we all said, I'm not doing that. And then I realized in my 40s, like, oh, his job was to teach us what not to do. And boy, did it ever work. Wow. And when I go back to the other members of the family, I said, by the way, have you ever considered this and this and this? And they give you that, oh, well, you don't do that, right? You're not doing those things. No, why not? Okay, I get you. I see where you're coming from. That's a good point. My point is, he taught us how to live and what not to do. So Eunice, you talk about dropping the baggages, and are you concerned that who picks it up? Well, many, many, many years ago, I lived with somebody and they worried about a lot of things. And I made this deal that we would write down all the things we're concerned about, and we're going to throw them in this little bucket we had. And you pick up the ones you want, and I'll pick up the ones I want. I've never been to that thing. I don't want any of them. But the idea behind it is you get to choose what you pick up and carry. If you throw it away, get rid of it, good for you, girl. Do a backflip. You know, high five yourself. Fist bump is all you can, because you've let go that load that's not necessary. And don't be concerned as to who's going to pick it up. And I hope it's not a physical thing. And you must understand a lot of what we're talking about is it's not a physical thing. It's decisions that you make, moods that you create for yourself, attitudes that you carry towards, for, or with other people. So the animosity that may have occurred yesterday, or you see it building, yeah, don't carry it. No, that's unnecessary luggage or baggage. Do not carry them with you. They don't serve you. So thank you very much for that. And I hope I answered all your questions the way you wanted the answers. Happy Mother's Day. Make sure you reach out to your moms today. Take a minute, a phone call. Might not be much, maybe a minute or so, whatever it takes, just to say, hey, thank you. Or if you can, drop out. Don't go out for dinner. Well, I shouldn't say that, but today just seems to be a very, very expensive day to go out in, and everything's in reserve. You know, reservations and whatnot, but hey, I think it's the family bonding that matters the most. I hope it's the family bonding that matters the most. But enjoy the day. It's a happy day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, and enjoy life as you should. As you should. question that I get from time to time, and it's a little, I'm going to just, the question is, let me not beat around the bush. Did God make man, or did man make God? Simple, right? Simple question. Did God make man? All that I was raised with growing up, and even to this day, God made man. Until recently, I've been thinking about it in other ways and learning more about it. What if it was man that created the idea of God, made God, created it? It's a good question. Now I have to go into it, study deep, and learn, and hopefully get a wise answer from all of it. Did God create man, or did man create God? And there's so much evidence out there to support one team with tangible proof that only supports one team. The other team has just believe it without question. Did God create man? And that was the question. That's how I throw it out there. And it's very deep, and people think about it, and you know. And the question becomes, which is the truth of the answer? We've been here for billions of years. I'm hearing 4 billion. I hear, you know, and many, many people have gone through the cycle. Billions of people. And the time that we're here, we're reading a lot about other cultures that existed before us, some more sophisticated, way more sophisticated. We're still trying to figure out how they did what they did. But each group or time has their own God and their own creator that seems to be irrelevant to us and now. I have read many times of the stories that I was raised with in many cultures that existed before the leader of the group I was supposed to be following. So, if they've been around longer than we've been here, you know, you hear the theory of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago, Lucy 300 million years ago, religious head figures from this era, that era, just pops up. And the story that your religion talks about, if you research it, you will see long before you've said the creator or the starter, the leader of your group, those people before that. And of course, they try to explain it away in many, many books and texts. But the question is, and the question remains, did we make God? We are energy. All of the stories you're hearing every day about being, somebody's got your back, you're being protected. But there's no proof to any of it. But we hear it all the time. Who created who? Or what? We are energy, which means we would have been here from day one. Maybe not in this form. Who's to say we weren't the dinosaurs? Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there for you to have a thought in thinking who created who. Now, if you're in the spiritual world and you do want to understand spirituality and you want to step up to a higher level of consciousness, the opportunity is always, the method is within you. If you just want to sit and allow yourself to meditate, the truth of life will come to you. You will know thyself. You'll understand all you need to know about life. You'll understand that carrying a big bag doesn't make you important. Or a little bag doesn't make you important. Bag of money or wealth. It doesn't. Know in thyself. And I've seen many cases where people have gone to the top of the ladder in their accomplishment and turned around and walked away from it because they were chasing the wrong thing. Our society has done an immaculate job of telling us if we're unaccomplished, we're not worthy. I remember in high school, I'm not going to say, but I remember we had to read this one book that says, if you're not a man, if you don't own land, you're not a man, something like that. And this is many, many years ago. I think about it now, but society has the method in telling you that if you're unaccomplished, you're not worthy. Now, how do they know my purpose or where I'm supposed to be? What am I supposed to do? But I could see the advantage in me being a productive member beyond my means. So then I tell myself that amazing lie that when I get over the top of the hill, I am going to enjoy life. I travel all I can. I do all this and that after I finish. But then you're finished. You're finished. We hold the key to the success of our lives. You hold the responsibility. You hold it to yourself to live the best self, to be the best you. We say, wake up. Just wake up and do what I know you can do. If you're not feeling it, don't give yourself an excuse to sit still and to call it quit or to back out. When the journey, and I'm sure you've heard this before, when the journey gets tough, the tough gets going. Or when the going gets tough, so yeah, you get the point. It's the consistency of it that's going to work for you. Be consistent. If first you don't succeed, by all means, do it again and do it again. Constantly keep going. But do this for you and not for others. If you're running like a mother, if you're running like crazy to go, to accomplish, to impress somebody, you are so wasting your time, spending your most valuable currency for no apparent reason other than you're just a bit weaker and a little bit more insecure. So you feel you need to prove something, which is not the case. You have nothing to prove but to yourself. Wake up. Wake up and have a fantastic life. Moms out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope you guys are going to have a great time. Live the best. Be good. Be happy. Be thankful. And to my mother, you're listening, happy Mother's Day. And like I said, she likes to get up early in the morning and cook a lot of food for a lot of people. And that's what she loves about Mother's Day. That we're around. We're all around sitting around talking nothing and just enjoying good food, and my mom seems to enjoy that. So happy Mother's Day, mother, and be down there soon for my portion. To everyone else, please enjoy the best of your day, the rest of your day, the best way possible. Wake up. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Have a great week to everyone. Please take some time and spend it on for yourself. Spend some time just for you. You're doing everything you possibly can for everyone else. Do something for you. And if it's just to sit still and enjoy life and be happy about everything you do in life, by all means, it's your time. Wake up. Enjoy spirituality. Follow it and do the best that you possibly can. To everyone else, we will talk again. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.